Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to A Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Layla, and we're so glad to have you here with us. But before we get into the Word, we're going to take a moment and pray. Lord, we thank you for today, Lord, and we thank you for the wisdom that you've provided through your written and spoken word, Lord. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that you sent to guide us into all truth and show us things to come. And we thank you for giving us brothers and sisters to walk alongside us, Lord, and to encourage us to pursue our relationship with you, Lord, and to mature in you and meet you on a deeper level, Lord. And we thank you for the mind of Christ that you've given each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you for quickening our mortal bodies to carry on every mission you have sent for us to do, Lord. And we thank you for the grace and the favor that's upon us to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. We're glad to have you with us as we dive into the Word through our study in 2 Thessalonians. We are in chapter 3, and we are still continuing our discussion in verses 1 through 5. So, if it's your first time joining us, or you're rejoining us, I'd like to encourage you to pause the episode at this time. Just take a moment to read through that section of Scripture, making it easier to follow along in the discussion. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And the floor is open to give each of you the opportunity to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to you, and ask any questions that you have. So who'd like to begin?
I will. Okay. So inside of verse 3, Paul begins by saying, "But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one." Mm-hmm. And then I shall also like to go to Matthew. Mm-hmm. Let me flip there. Matthew 6. Mm-hmm. Verse 13. "And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen."
Amen.
And we see here that Paul is reassuring the Thessalonians that God has the Thessalonians in the palm of his hands, and that no matter what the adversary is going to do, they're still safe from the adversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important for us to understand that, because often as believers or Christians, we often think that at any given time, the Holy Spirit or the Lord is given to dropping his duty or job, as in the Lord won't follow through. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, going down to the root of it, we don't think that God's going to do exactly as our imagination tells us it should happen. As a dear friend, Mr. Dean, he gave the example of the Christian and the flood, as in a mm-hmm. flood, not the flood, but a flood. Mm-hmm. And how he was expecting the Holy Spirit to teleport him to a different location, or he was expecting something something extraordinary to happen, so mm-hmm. he rejected the everyday instances that the Holy Spirit was trying to use to save him, mm-hmm. because he was, I'd say, stubborn, and he wasn't willing to accept the Holy Spirit in any other way than he was expecting it to, than he was expecting to receive it,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, should not be our perspective. We should be allowing the Holy Spirit to form that perspective, and making sure that through our obedience, we are completely and inside of every area submitted to God.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, you talk about this all the time, that because the Holy Spirit has this inside of his hands, and nothing or no one can snatch us out, the only way that we're going to experience harm, that the Lord is not going to heal, as in, he does not have the opportunity to move.
Okay.
Is if we come out of his hand. Which, let me clarify what I said a couple seconds ago, which was that if if we are disobedient to what the Holy Spirit is saying, the Lord cannot then come on top of that and honor it.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a difference between God giving us, I believe, mercy and giving us the ability and honoring us with mm-hmm. Daniel and Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. God was able to honor them because they were being obedient to what God was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But with the children of Israel during Jeremiah's time, the Lord cannot technically honor them because they're being disobedient. Mm-hmm. He could give them mercy and help bring them back and bring them back to their land, but he could not honor them.
Mm-hmm.
The same applies for our own lives. If we really want that honor that God is giving us, we first must be obedient to everything God has told us and constantly allowing God to preserve us.
Mm-hmm.
And with that preservation, not trying to tell the Lord to tempt us, not tempt us, but persuade us of his love for us, but being fully persuaded, not trying to tell the Lord to prove himself, but understanding that the Holy Spirit has already done that.
Mm-hmm.
And because that has occurred, we can have full confidence inside of what God is giving us. Going back to the last half of verse 2, where it's talking about having faith inside of what God is doing.
Amen. Amen. So verse 5, we talked about this in 1 Thessalonians, I believe. The end of it, it says, and into the patience of Christ. And that word patience there is, again, the word steadfastness.
Uh-huh.
That is a word that means not only forward movement and momentum, but it's a pacing and a steadiness that is set to endure the entirety of the race and not stop short at any point or time. Also, if you related it to someone who was standing on top of a mountain or a spot that an adversary was trying to knock them off of, their stance is such that they're not easily blown over, that they're not easily dispositioned, but their feet are, you know, shoulder width apart, their knees are slightly bent, and they are ready for that charge coming from the adversary, bumping against them, that they will not lose their balance, that they will not fall over, they will not fail, but they are intent and intentional about maintaining their place that the Lord has set them at. So the steadfastness of Christ is akin to having the same mind that was in Jesus Christ, that it was his pleasure to do the will of the Father. That was what sustained him, what inspired him, what drove him to please his heavenly Father and complete all the work and the tasks that the Lord set before him. And that's also referenced in verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we commanded you. And not Amen. Just the commandment of the apostles there, but truly it was the commandment that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave, and they were just the vessels passing it on. But he was making it specific because other people had written letters to them to try to convince them, or they were trying to dissuade them or taint the message in the gospel of Jesus Christ that they had heard initially through Paul and his companions. So he's just making it specific. It's not about Paul being important and Paul's word being that which stands, but Paul was conveying what the Holy Spirit was saying, and it's the Holy Spirit's word that will stand. So just making sure that we have the same mind that our Lord and Savior did. And Jesus was always confident in the love of the Father towards him. He was confident in the oneness that he had with the Father. He was confident in the Father's willingness, ability, and faithfulness, assurity that the Father would fulfill what the Father spoke to him, promised him, or stated would be the fact in the case. For example, that Jesus would be returned to the glory that he had with the Father before the world was. That was something that the Father said to him, and that the Lord Jesus Christ believed, and he had expectation of, but he was not going, Lord, are you sure you're going to do this? Father, don't forget about me now. I'm concerned that you might not do what you said. He was confident. He was fully persuaded As we see noted about Abraham being fully persuaded that what God promised, he was also able to perform. So for us, whether or not there's hard testing, whether or not we're in the midst of the tribulation, whether or not there are wicked people who do not believe in God, who are unreasonable, whether or not people try to tell us that the rapture's already come and that we've missed it, whether or not we're being persecuted, whether or not we are the only ones pursuing Jesus Christ as far as we know, whether or not any of those things exist, and even more so, we believe and remain steadfast in our walk of faith and are steadfast in our belief in God and our trust in him, and we have the same mind in us that Christ had in him, same attitude towards the Lord and the work that God gave us, the work of hard testing that Christ had to go through, the work of persecution that he had to endure. That work was not something that he focused on and said, oh, they're coming to beat me. Why do I have to go through this? Why me, Lord? It wasn't that kind of attitude that he had, but he said he looked beyond it to the joy that was set before him. He didn't even regard it. He didn't even pay attention to them tearing his beard out and beating him and whipping him and mocking him and spitting on him and shoving the crown of thorns into his head. He did not pay attention to those things to exalt them in his eyes, but he looked beyond that to the joy set before him, the joy of us being redeemed into the kingdom and the family of God, and him being again, him pleasing the Father and be again being rejoined with him in glory. That's what he set his eyes on. That's what he set his focus on. And it helped him remain steadfast and immovable and victorious in the work that the Father had sent him to. So that's the attitude that we should continue to walk in.
Amen. Amen, honey. I'm glad that you brought that up. The confidence being in the Lord was not in the people. Although he says that the confidence, or he makes it plain, confidence was in the Lord concerning them. Mm-hmm. But then he was sure that because of the Lord, they would both do, or they had been doing, but that they would or will do or continue in those things that they have been taught. And just as I was reading that, I was reminded of Moses' words. You know, mm-hmm. Well, the words of the Lord through Moses. He's like, hey, here's the book of the law. Put this next to the ark, right? And the tabernacle. Put this there and, you know, read it every 7 years, right? There's very specific instructions. And make sure you do everything that's in it. Mm-hmm. And the people were like, oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll absolutely do it. We're going to follow everything. And I'm paraphrasing, of course, but Moses' response was, you wouldn't do it while I was here with you. Mm-hmm. I have no confidence that you will do it when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. But here we have Paul, who's writing this letter, or the Lord using Paul and writing this letter. And again, Paul had only been there for like 3 to 4 weeks to minister to them and to show them. That's a very short time span in the grand scheme of look at all the Lord is doing in and through them, how they are being used, I'll say, in spite of the persecution that they're suffering. Mm-hmm. Right, all these things that are happening to them, people dying, people, you know, part of the persecution, right? Mm-hmm. But in spite of all those things, they are remaining steadfast, they are still continuing, they are still growing, and are actually being utilized as an example to all. Mm-hmm. To the whole world. And, you know, well, Paul and his friends had to depart the area, right? And move on mm-hmm. to the next one, right? That's why they was only there for about 3 to 4 weeks. And here he is writing a second letter saying, hey, you've been doing this. And I trust the Lord that you'll continue. But then for their part, they still have to stand. They still have to hold fast, right? And he's setting some things in order. Like we talked about in the previous chapters about getting their perspective right. No, this isn't the end time or end of times, right? Mm-hmm. You haven't missed it. You didn't miss the rapture. You didn't miss these things. And this is what's required of you. And continue, right? That time and season will come. Mm-hmm. But if you continue in this, you will be prepared for it. Mm-hmm. All right. Continue. And by this, I mean, continuing in the things, the instruction, the training, the wisdom, the guidance, the knowledge, counsel, admonishment, encouragement, like even rebuke, right? All those things that are there being utilized to refine them. Mm-hmm. So they can be conformed to the image of Christ, ensuring that they will stand, but they have to stand fast and firm on their faith in the Lord and moving forward in the battle plan the Lord has for them, waging warfare against the adversary. And it's mm-hmm. no different for us today. You know, we mm-hmm. often read scripture, we're like, oh, that was an amazing thing for back then. Well, no, it's written for us for today also, mm-hmm. and every generation in between, in the future generations. Mm-hmm. We have to apply this to our lives. Or will we stand fast or firm, or will we be a reed shaking in the wind? Hmm. And I bring that example up because, well, that's what the Lord, you know, put on my heart here in the moment, right? But also, mm-hmm. in spite of everything John the Baptist went through, he remained steadfast. Right?
Yes.
Yes, he sent his disciples to question. Right, like, did I miss something here? Right, I'm not saying you won't go through those moments, but he did what was right. He sought the Lord. He sought the Lord concerning what was right, and as soon as he received the answer, clearly he remained. Right, even to the point of getting his head cut off, and served on a silver platter. He remained faithful to the end. So if we continue, as we were talking again. In the earlier episode, not just focusing on the now, right, but focusing on the Lord, on his training and what he's doing, then we will also remain in that time of hard testing. As long as we make that choice and that decision that the Lord is what I need, his truth, which is the truth. And I don't have any room in my life for any of these other things that don't reflect him. So they're uprooted. They're cast out. You don't need to save them for later. Will we make that choice and remain, continue to be refined so we can be conformed to the image of Christ in our lives now? And absolutely purified and, I'll say, given our glorious state to re-enter the heavenly community at the appropriate time. Choice is on us.
That it is.
So there's a lot in there. We're going to pause there for today. And with that, can I get a volunteer to close out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, Layla.
Lord, we thank you for today, Lord, and we thank you for giving us the opportunity to choose you, Lord. We thank you for the word that you've spoken today, Lord, that you've ministered to our needs, Lord, that you've repaired what was broken, that you've restored what needs restoration, Lord. We thank you for the refreshment and the rest that you've given us in the time in your presence, Lord, and we thank you for continuing with us even after our morning Bible study, Lord. We thank you for being with us always and in all our days, Lord, that you're here to guide us, that you tell us the truth, Lord, and not just anybody's truth, but your truth, Lord, the one that brings life and gives life, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. We love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about A Day of Prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop.
Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.